You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, funded by the World Bank and managed by JSIF, has been changing lives in 12 communities across the island for the last 7 years. ICBSP seeks to improve the quality of life in the targeted communities through the provision of social services and infrastructural developments. The project is now coming to a close in these 12 communities. Residents of Whitfield Town in Kingston are sad to see the project leave their community. How do these residents describe the ICBSP?
Overwhelming, tremendous. Can't find enough words to praise that organization under the project ICBSP itself. It has been a tremendous success, especially of education and the youth.
David Mowat, president of the Whitfield Town Zone C Community Committee. Mr. Mowat says through the project's educational component, many youngsters in the community now stand a chance at greatness.
Skill training and the OMA program were one of the most successful. You could identify the success of those programs immediately. They have to come these 2-3 years to, you know, start seeing the result.
His sentiments are echoed throughout the 4 districts of the town. President of the Zone B Community Committee, Fabian Bernard, is also hailing the successes of the project's homework and GSAT program.
The homework program in the evening that catered to kids, to me, that was the most impactful. My son, for example, was one student who came to the program and he received the Paul Bogle Scholarship 3 years ago to go to Woolman High. All the prestigious schools in Kingston and St. Andrews, kids from out of the program were placed in. Even some kids were placed into Cemetery Little High School. The impact that program had on the community was, it over-quantifies the output that was garnered from the program. You cannot put a dollar figure on it.
It's not just children in the community who have benefited from educational programs. Another initiative catered to teens and young adults with literacy issues.
That was a program that was instituted for persons who may have dropped out of the formal high school system, and they would be given classes in math and English to bring them up to par so that they can be functionally literate. They also did computing, draper making, and welding. So persons would ask, would come in, being persons cannot read and write, so they get math and English classes, and also they learn a skill at the same time.
In addition to giving the youngsters crucial training, which will no doubt assist them in finding employment, as we'll hear from President of the Zone A Community Committee, Michael Whittingham, there have been some other positive effects as well.
And I'm telling you, you know, it's a program we have seen changes in the community, especially in that rude boys just not brawling anymore. And now they've tied themselves properly and all of that.
There have also been infrastructural developments in Whitfield Town.
One of the major ones was the zinc fence removal, where the zinc fences, those were removed and some 6-inch concrete block walls were placed about 5 to 5.5 feet high. So it improved the aesthetics of the community.
3.7 kilometers of roadway in the community has also been resurfaced.
The community benefited a lot and it's grateful. The only shortfall is that the program could stay a little bit longer.
Robert Taylor, president of the Whitfield Town Zone D Community Committee. Though the ICBSP has finished its work in Whitfield Town, the foundation has been laid for residents to build on. Join us again next week for more on the infrastructural projects facilitated by the ICBSP in Whitfield Town. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. Until next time, I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.